Chapter 14. Now it fell on a day that Jonathan the son of Saul said to the young man who bore his armor, "Come, and let us go over to the Philistines' garrison that is on the other side." But he didn't tell his father. Saul abode in the uttermost part of Gibeah, under the pomegranate tree which is in Migron, and the people who were with him were about 600 men. And Ahijah, the son of Ahitub, Ichabod's brother, the son of Phinehas, the son of Eli, the priest of the Lord in Shiloh, wearing an ephod. The people didn't know that Jonathan was gone. Between the passes by which Jonathan sought to go over to the Philistines' garrison, there was a rocky crag on the one side and a rocky crag on the other side, and the name of the one was Bozez, and the name of the other Senna. The one crag rose up on the north in front of Michmash, and the other on the south in front of Geba. Jonathan said to the young men who bore his armor, "Come, and let us go over to the garrison of these uncircumcised. It may be that the Lord will work for us, for there is no restraint to the Lord to save by many or by few." His armor-bearer said to him, "Do all that is in your heart. Turn, behold, I am with you according to your heart." Then Jonathan said, "Look, we will pass over to the men, and we will disclose ourselves to them. If they say to us, 'Wait until we come to you,' then we will stand still in our place and will not go up to them. But if they say, 'Come up to us,' then we will go up, for the Lord has delivered them into our hand, and this shall be the sign to us." Both of them revealed themselves to the garrison of the Philistines. And the Philistines said, "Look, the Hebrews come out of their holes where they had hid themselves." The men of the garrison answered Jonathan and his armor-bearer and said, "Come up to us, and we will show you a thing." Jonathan said to his armor-bearer, "Come up after me, for the Lord has delivered them into the hand of Israel." Jonathan climbed up on his hands and on his feet, and his armor-bearer after him, and they fell before Jonathan, and his armor-bearer killed them after him. That first slaughter, which Jonathan and his armor-bearer made, was about 20 men, within as it were half a furrow's length in an acre of land. There was a trembling in the camp, in the field, and among all the people, the garrison and the spoilers. They also trembled, and the earth quaked, so that there was an exceedingly great trembling. The watchmen of Saul in Gibeah of Benjamin looked, and behold, the multitude melted away, and they went here and there. Then Saul said to the people who were with him, "Look now and see who has gone from us." When they had numbered, behold, Jonathan and his armor-bearer were not there. Saul said to Ahijah, "Bring here the ark of God." For the ark of God was there at that time with the children of Israel. It happened, while Saul talked to the priest, that the tumult that was in the camp of the Philistines went on and increased. And Saul said to the priest, "Withdraw your hand." Saul and all the people who were with him were gathered together and came to the battle. And behold, every man's sword was against his fellow, and there was a very great confusion. Now the Hebrews who were with the Philistines as before, and who went up with them into the camp from the country round about, even they also turned to be with the Israelites who were with Saul and Jonathan. Likewise all the men of Israel who had hid themselves in the hill country of Ephraim, when they heard that the Philistines fled, even they also followed hard after them in the battle. So the Lord saved Israel that day, and the battle passed over by Beth Aven. The men of Israel were distressed that day, for Saul had adjured the people, saying, "Cursed be the man who eats any food until it be evening, and I be avenged on my enemies." So none of the people tasted food. All the people came into the forest, and there was honey on the ground. When the people were come to the forest, behold, the honey dropped, but no man put his hand to his mouth, for the people feared the oath. But Jonathan didn't hear when his father charged the people with the oath. Therefore he put forth the end of the rod that was in his hand, and dipped it in the honeycomb, and put his hand to his mouth, and his eyes were enlightened. Then answered one of the people and said, "Your father directly charged the people with an oath, saying, 'Cursed be the man who eats food this day.'" The people were faint. Then Jonathan said, My father has troubled the land. Please look how my eyes have been enlightened, because I tasted a little of this honey. How much more, if the people had eaten freely today of the spoil of their enemies which they have found? For now there has been no great slaughter among the Philistines. They struck of the Philistines that day from Michmash to Ajalon. The people were very faint, and the people flew on the spoil, and took sheep and oxen and calves, and killed them on the ground, and the people ate them with the blood. Then they told Saul, saying, Look, the people sin against the Lord in that they eat with the blood. He said, You have dealt treacherously. Roll a great stone to me this day. Saul said, Disperse yourselves among the people and tell them, Bring here every man his ox, and every man his sheep, and kill them here and eat, and don't sin against the Lord in eating with the blood. All the people brought every man his ox with him that night and killed them there. Saul built an altar to the Lord. The same was the first altar that he built to the Lord. Saul said, Let us go down after the Philistines by night, and take spoil among them until the morning light, and let us not leave a man of them. They said, Do whatever seems good to you. Then the priest said, Let us draw near here to God. Saul asked counsel of God, Shall I go down after the Philistines? Will you deliver them into the hand of Israel? But he didn't answer him that day. Saul said, Draw near here, all you chiefs of the people, and know and see in which this sin has been this day. For as the Lord lives, who saves Israel, though it be in Jonathan my son, he shall surely die. But there was not a man among all the people who answered him. Then he said to all Israel, Be you on one side, and I and Jonathan my son will be on the other side. The people said to Saul, Do what seems good to you. Therefore Saul said to the Lord, the God of Israel, Show the right. Jonathan and Saul were taken by lot, but the people escaped. Saul said, Cast lots between me and Jonathan my son. Jonathan was taken. Then Saul said to Jonathan, Tell me what you have done. Jonathan told him and said, I did certainly taste a little honey with the end of the rod that was in my hand, and behold, I must die. Saul said, God do so and more also, for you shall surely die, Jonathan. The people said to Saul, Shall Jonathan die, who has worked this great salvation in Israel? Far from it. As the Lord lives, there shall not one hair of his head fall to the ground, for he has worked with God this day. So the people rescued Jonathan that he didn't die. Then Saul went up from following the Philistines, and the Philistines went to their own place. Now when Saul had taken the kingdom over Israel, he fought against all his enemies on every side, against Moab, and against all the children of Ammon, and against Edom, and against the kings of Zobah, and against the Philistines, and wherever he turned himself, he put them to the worse. He did valiantly and struck the Amalekites, and delivered Israel out of the hands of those who despoiled them. Now the sons of Saul were Jonathan, and Ishvi, and Malchishua, and the names of his two daughters were these, the name of the firstborn Merab, and the name of the younger Michal. And the name of Saul's wife was Ahinoam, the daughter of Ahimaaz. The name of the captain of the host was Abner, the son of Ner, Saul's uncle. Kish was the father of Saul, and Ner, the father of Abner, was the son of Abiel. There was hard war against the Philistines all the days of Saul, and when Saul saw any mighty man or any valiant man, he took him to him.